When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2985, How Connection Helps Me Simplify My Life, by Emma Scheib of simpleslowlovely.com. And I'm Justin Mollick. Welcome back to a Sunday bonus episode where I give you a little extra content from a podcast in our network that I think will also help you live a life that's a bit more meaningful and happier. This episode today is coming from Optimal Relationships Daily. So without further ado, here's Greg with another post as we optimize your life.
How Connection Helps Me Simplify My Life, by Emma Scheib of simpleslowlovely.com. I'm an introvert. I function at my best with lots of quality alone time, preferably in nature. Too much conversing, mingling, and making small talk is literally bad for my health. My anxiety rears its ugly head, and I become very easily stressed. However, if I don't make connection a priority, my health suffers just as much. So why does this highly sensitive introvert still believe in good old-fashioned connection? I believe in it because everything is connected, and everything needs connecting. Part of me can't believe I just wrote that incredibly esoteric-sounding sentence. This universe and everything in it is connected. You and I, we are connected. You and that tree outside, you're connected. This is the way of the earth. Our connection to each other allows us to exist, and outside of connection, we cease to exist. And as an introvert, I sometimes struggle connecting with other people, often preferring the company of my cat or dog. The way I reconcile this need for solitude with the belief in connection is because my belief in connection is fourfold, and connection with other humans is only part of it. I'm convinced, without the backing of sound research, yet, that connection is vital for us in the following areas. Connection with family and friends and sometimes strangers. Connection with our environment, plants, the sea, and animals. Connection with ourselves, knowing ourselves intimately. And connection with our God, whatever that means to you. I'd love to share with you why I think meaningful connection in these areas can help simplify your life. How connecting with others helps me simplify my life. Firstly, I see the four areas of connection like pieces of pie. Generally, as an introvert, the piece of the pie assigned to connection with myself is larger than others, and just knowing this is very helpful in making my life simpler. It means I don't feel obliged to give a bigger piece of the pie to connect with others, and if I do, I usually wind up drained, unable to function well. Knowing who I want to connect with and who I don't helps me to hone in on meaningful connection and helps me allocate time accordingly. I don't have time or energy to go to every event, party, or occasion I'm invited to. And because I don't feel obliged to go, these invites and the guilt I used to feel don't complicate my life anymore. How connection to the environment helps me simplify my life. The older I get, the more I fall head over heels in love with nature. I find an incredible sense of calm and joy when I'm immersed in the natural world. To me, it feels like a homecoming. I'm often reminded of childhood time spent in nature, The memories are vague and distant, but serve to remind me of who I am at my very core. And being in nature helps to strip away everything else. When I get out on a trail to run, I find I naturally leave my day behind. Any worries or stress can be picked back up after. I find it unnecessary to carry the burden of life with me because being there is all I need. And immersed in nature, I have the freedom to be my authentic self, the simplest version of me. How connection with myself helps simplify my life. Knowing who I am and how I am wired makes it much easier to let go of any extraneous fluff that I might have previously used to bolster myself. Going inward every day and checking in with myself, like I would with a good friend, keeps my priorities in check. If I'm aware of my needs, I can graciously let go of other things that will only complicate life or add unnecessary strain or busyness to my day. A prioritization of self-care plays a big role in this piece of the pie and helps me resist the urge to work harder and do more. How connection with God helps me simplify my life. I believe that a spiritual journey helps to bring us to the essential core of our being. As spiritual beings, I think our souls desire to connect with something far greater than us. And when we do, we are often gifted peace and contentment. Checking in with this higher power helps us to simplify because of this peace and contentment. Being content with and in the present moment is the antithesis of the striving that got us busy and overscheduled in the first place. A daily mindfulness exercise or ritual to connect with God helps me to slow down and savor the moment. What area do you need more connection in today to help you simplify your life? Choose one to start with and move through them all, noting which one needs the biggest piece of the pie. Simplifying does not come easy. It doesn't happen overnight. And it certainly isn't just about decluttering. For me, even though I'm an introvert, simplifying has also been about mindful and meaningful connection. You just listened to the post titled, How Connection Helps Me Simplify My Life, by Emma Scheib of SimpleSlowLovely.com. And great work from Emma today. Thanks to her for that. You know, I think one of her goals in this post is to teach us the value of connecting all four of these areas of life, which is an amazing lesson to learn, of course. However, for those who feel that may be too much to do all at once, remember that you can just start with just one. It's easy to feel as though our connection is reliant on one of these four sources sometimes, as if we only feel as though true connection can be found in one of them, that is. Well, you know, this post serves as a reminder that opportunities to connect are all around us. And sometimes what's preventing us from feeling more connected is our limited thinking when it comes to this. You know, for example, feeling as though friends are our only portal to connection. And when they're out of town, we fall into depression rather than trying to go for a great nature walk, for example. So at the very least, don't fall into this trap. And if you are feeling a little lost or out of sync, simply try a source of connection you normally wouldn't, and just see where it takes you. And on that note, we have arrived at the end of this episode, everyone. Very sad, yes, but you know I will be back tomorrow, just like I am every day. So be sure to come on back for more uplifting content to help you improve your relationships. That's where your optimal life awaits.